Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Sunday, March 31st. On today's show, the Political Bureau of the Central Committee proposes to establish three lists to sharpen the sword of inspection, and tensions between the U.S. and Israel certainly cannot deceive us. Plus, stay tuned for more updates. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a significant political event in China. On March 29th, the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China Central Committee held a meeting to review the comprehensive report on the second round of inspections of the 20th Central Committee. The meeting was chaired by General Secretary Xi Jinping. The meeting emphasized the importance of inspection and rectification as a powerful tool for promoting high-quality development and comprehensive and strict governance of the party. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about the significance of this meeting?
Yes, David. The meeting underscored the importance of inspection and rectification in promoting high-quality development and comprehensive and strict governance of the party. It proposed the establishment of a problem list, task list, and responsibility list, aiming to ensure that every issue is addressed and every matter is responded to. The inspection system is a weapon of the party and the state. The Party Central Committee, with Comrade Xi Jinping at its core, attaches great importance to inspection work and regards it as a strategic institutional arrangement for promoting the party's self-revolution and comprehensive and strict governance of the party.
Can you tell us more about the inspection work that has been carried out?
In 2023, the Party Central Committee organized two rounds of central inspections, inspecting a total of 57 central enterprises, 5 central financial enterprises, and 7 party organizations of central and state organs, achieving full coverage of inspections of central enterprises. The central inspections fully utilized past experience and institutional advantages and launched a combination punch of inspections in a flexible and varied manner.
What are the key points of this combination punch of inspections?
The combination punch of inspections includes regular inspections, look-back inspections, and mobile inspections. Regular inspections are comprehensive political checkups, looking for industry-specific and field-specific problems through sector rotation. Look-back inspections are political re-examinations, checking old problems, inspecting rectification implementation, and also focusing on discovering new problems. Mobile inspections are targeted treatments, responding to public concerns and selecting inspection tasks dynamically with a clearer problem orientation.
What measures are being taken to ensure the implementation of the inspection findings?
The meeting emphasized that the key to doing a good job in the second half of the article of inspection is to make efforts in rectification. Based on the problems found in the inspection, the inspected party organizations strictly study rectification measures, improve ideas and methods, clarify the task list, and promote implementation in order to ensure that the party always becomes the strong leading core of all undertakings.
Thanks for your insights, Abby. Now, shifting our focus to the United States, they have abstained from a United Nations Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip during Ramadan. This marks the second time the U.S. has challenged its ally Israel at the UN since 2016, when it did not obstruct an international resolution demanding Israel stop settlement activities in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Here to discuss this further is Bella, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this situation?
Indeed, David. This is a significant move by the U.S., especially considering that President Joe Biden's administration has obstructed many resolutions calling for a halt to the war over the past 6 months. During this time, the U.S. has provided Israel with full diplomatic cover and unlimited military support, allowing the war on Gaza to continue despite civilian lives and international law.
What could be the implications of the U.S. abstaining from this resolution?
The U.S. abstention is a clear indication of the known differences between Washington and Tel Aviv against the backdrop of the war in the Gaza Strip. However, the late awakening of the U.S. conscience at the Security Council cannot deceive us. The U.S. has been a war partner to Israel, with a significant portion of the weapons used by Israel in the Gaza war coming from the U.S.
What about the current disagreements between the U.S. and Israel?
The disagreements are not about the war itself, but rather about the crisis between the Biden administration and the Israeli Prime Minister. This crisis emerged before the outbreak of the war and is related to Israel's opposition to the U.S.'s vision for Gaza's future and the day after the end of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
How has the U.S.'s stance on Israel changed recently?
If the U.S.'s recent shift in stance towards Israel is to put pressure on Tel Aviv, as Washington has shown, to prevent a full invasion of Rafah City and to allow humanitarian aid to reach the disaster-stricken people of Gaza, then it could have prevented this disaster from the beginning by drawing red lines in front of Israel. However, it's clear that the Biden administration's shift in stance has not yet risen to the level of forcing Israel to end the war.
What are the potential motivations for Biden to change his stance on the war?
One of the main motivations is Biden's attempt to attract progressive Democrats and Arab votes in the upcoming November presidential election. Another factor is the increasing risk the U.S. faces in the Middle East due to this war.
Thanks for your insights, Bella. And with that, we conclude our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.